Welcome back, ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night. You know, growing up, I always considered myself a dog person. We always had one, or usually two, growing up, and though I admit we had a cat when I was young, the cat and I weren't exactly friends. So, you know, we had a mutual respect for each other's space, and nobody, specifically me, got hurt. Whatever, it worked. So, I have to say, I'm surprised to find in my adult years that my home has not one, not two, but three adorable felines that are all Producer Joe's fault. I'm just saying, I wouldn't have them if it wasn't for him. Anyway, long story short, I have somehow become a cat person. But I must admit, my story about becoming a cat person isn't nearly as unique or terrifying as the story that I have for you today. So, why don't you sit back, relax, maybe cuddle with your animal of choice, and tune in for how I became a cat person. I never thought I'd be a cat person. Growing up, my family always had dogs. Cats were completely incomprehensible to me. One minute, a cat would be sitting on your lap, purring away. The next minute, for seemingly no reason, it would be swatting at you, hissing and trying to bite. On top of that, cats get the zoomies, an internet word that I'm convinced was made up to make running up and down the hall at 3 a.m., yowling like they're about to be murdered, sound cute. That being said, a few weeks ago, I decided to get a cat. The past few months I'd been in a bit of a slump, and I saw some article online about how pets can make you feel happier and give you a sense of purpose. My apartment doesn't allow dogs, so I guessed a cat would have to do. I went out and adopted a 2-year-old tabby named Smokey. The first week after I brought him home, things were rough. I was convinced he would just live under the couch. He'd come out every once in a while for a bite of food or to use the litter box, and then it was back to the safety of the sofa. We warmed up to each other, though. I learned to give Smokey his space, and when the time was right, he'd venture out and rub on my legs. If I was lucky, maybe I'd even get to pat him on the head. Soon enough, though, we'd become friends. We developed a nightly routine. I'd drink a beer and watch Netflix, and he would fall asleep on my lap. I'd scratch him behind the ears, and he would purr and purr. The article I read was right. I really did feel better with the little guy around. One night, I fell asleep watching some dumb comedy show. When I woke up, the room was completely silent. My upstairs neighbors were never quiet before 2 a.m., so I knew it was late. "Are you still watching?" The Netflix notification displayed on my TV screen was the only light in the room. Smokey was still fast asleep on my lap. I looked down at the little gray ball of fluff, and I was proud of how far we'd come. I never expected I'd love the little guy so much. He looked so cute. Feeling basic, but unable to resist the urge, I decided to take a picture and put it on my Snapchat story. Oh, I forgot the flash was on. Smokey's bright green eyes were wide open now. He rolled over on my lap and began to stretch. "Sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to wake you up." As I went to scratch Smokey under the chin, his demeanor changed. His body went rigid, his ears folded down, and his back arched. A loud, long hiss came from the cat, had been fast asleep just moments ago. I looked up to see what he was hissing at. My bedroom door was slightly open across the room. Hey, it's okay, buddy. I tried to pet him to calm him down, but he was growling now, his teeth bared. His hair was bristled and his tail was tucked between his legs. I squinted into the darkness, even though I couldn't make out much. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary. Smokey jumped off my lap and scampered under the couch, his eyes never leaving the door. Fear gripped me for a moment. Cold, irrational fear. Did he see something I didn't? Turning on my phone light, I approached the door. Slowly, I nudged it with my foot so it swung wide open. The room was empty. Nothing seemed wrong. I stepped inside my room and shined the light around. The light from my phone cast an eerie glow and long shadows all around. I flipped on the light. Everything seemed in its place, from the clutter on my desk to the dirty laundry pile on my floor. Then, I smelled it. It smelled like something rotting. I took a deep breath, thinking I must have been mistaken, but the odor was pungent. The smell of rotting meat had filled the room. As I exhaled, I noticed that my breath hung in the air. The room was getting cold, fast. Goosebumps spread down my arms and I started to shake. Then I felt something hit me hard. I stumbled back out of the bedroom and fell onto the floor. My breath was knocked out of me as I hit the ground. What the? Smokey was there now, between me and the door, his tail swishing back and forth. My lizard brain took over. Fight or flight. I chose flight. I grabbed the cat, my wallet, keys, and ran out of the apartment. I didn't even get my shoes. A buddy let me crash at his place, though he wasn't too happy about being woken up in the middle of the night. The next morning, I woke to several Snapchat notifications. I hadn't actually looked at the picture I'd taken the night before. The replies were all about the same. Dude, what's that thing in the background? Are those eyes in the background? Do you have two cats? I pulled up the picture on my story. Squinting, I saw it there in the darkness. Behind Smokey, sitting on my lap, was the bedroom door. Peeking out from the open door were two bright yellow eyes. The apartment search started that day. There was no way I was staying the night in that place again. The market is insane these days, but I was finally able to find a place that was pet friendly. I only went back to the apartment twice. Once to move my stuff out. I hired some movers to help me with the bedroom furniture so I didn't have to go back in there. The next time was to do a walkthrough with my building manager. We checked each room, and begrudgingly, I did go into the bedroom. Everything seemed to be in order, and he let me know I'd be getting most of my deposit back. Before I left, he stopped me. "Didn't you get a cat a few weeks ago?" he asked, looking over some of the paperwork. "Yeah, that was me. I'm more of a dog guy myself." I used to be, but I don't know. I really like my new cat. He feels lucky. You know, it's funny you say that. Yeah? Yeah. The old lady who lived here before you, she hated cats. Oh, really? Yeah, with a passion. Something about their eyes? I can't remember. Man, she was really batty, that old lady. Thought she'd never go. Her kids always wanted to put her in a home, but she was determined to die in this freaking apartment. You don't say. So, I guess you could say, I'm a cat person now. And that, listeners, is how you become a cat person, I guess. I mean, sometimes we joke that one of our cats can see demons, but, this kind of sheds a new light on that, and I don't know if I'm going to be making that joke anytime soon. How about you? Do you know of animals that can see things that we can't? Or do you have your own paranormal story you'd like told? You should send it to me. You can always find me on socials under Haunted Horror Historian, or you can send me an email at hauntedhorrorhistorian@gmail.com. I'm afraid that's all the spook we have time for this week, but until next time, listeners, stay spooky, and remember, sometimes it's more than just a story.